at first sight. I walked out of the Kmart and saw the sky, a perfect September blue, and crossing it, a cloud of black smoke, roiling right to left over Lafayette Street. The city couldn't have decided to burn poor Kate Millett out of her apartment on the Bowery because the smoke was blowing the wrong way, but something very near was on fire, judging from the amount of smoke. It's at Broadway and Houston, I guess, a block over and eight down. Was the Angelica Theater burning? I looked around for an explanation. No one else was even looking up. Then a man walked quickly by, talking into his cell phone. A plane just crashed into the World Trade Center, he said. That's a sick joke, I thought, but I trotted after him and tugged his sleeve. Is it true? I asked. Yeah, he said, and kept moving. I had my copies to pick up, so I bought a hot chocolate and stayed where I was, under the black cube sculpture on Astor Place. Would anyone else notice the smoke? Most didn't. The early light fell on hundreds of faces as people thronged toward Broadway or poured downstairs to get on subways. Men with push brooms or briefcases, girls in their school uniforms. Campaigners dressed in their election day best passed out flyers for the mayoral primary. Guys in a van honked at guys in a car. Women jogged, adding those funny running-in-place steps at the crosswalks. And one college student, a throwback to 1999, pushed down Lafayette on her little silver scooter, sundress fluttering, young face dipped in sun like hot new glass. Astor Place was like a Hopper painting, its anomalous broad bright spaces teeming on this perfectly blue September day. A few people, mostly with cell phones, stared up at the blossoming horror. A few pointed. And one woman ran, throbbing down the block, her nice work scarf surging from side to side. I could see the whites of her eyes from across the street. Of course I had to pick up my copies. I was like the others, hostage to my so-called future. We were still swaddled in the old world, and she had burst through to the new.